Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So for this first week back from winter break, I decided that I would do the British Invasion, which is basically when the Beatles' music made its way over to America. It started this pathway for a bunch of really awesome British artists to make their way into American music. So the first two tunes I have for the British Invasion. The first one is I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, and that'll be followed by Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter from Herman's Hermits. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. Such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I'm not gonna hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you understand.
Her or something rare, but it's sad she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. It ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Even in our
everybody. You're listening to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So if you're just tuning in, this is the first Throwback Thursday of 2017. And for the theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1960s. And those first two tunes I started off with, the first one was I Want to Hold Your Hand from the Beatles, and that came out as a single in 1963. And some fun facts, it was originally released in November of 1963 in the UK, and a month later in the same year in the US. And it was the first Beatles track to actually be made using four-track recording equipment. And some other fun facts, it was the first American number one for the Beatles, and it actually kind of jump-started the British invasion. And I Want to Hold Your Hand was followed by Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter from Herman's Hermits, and that came out in 1965 on the album Herman's Hermits. And it made it to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in May of 1965. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have. The first one will be House of the Rising Sun from the Animals. And that will be followed by A Well-Respected Man from the Kinks. So I hope you guys enjoy.
'Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she serves a tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's ring and make the passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to charm, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
And welcome back, everybody. So just to remind you what those last two tunes were, the first one was The House of the Rising Sun from The Animals, and that came out on The Animals album in 1964. And some fun facts, House of the Rising Sun is actually a traditional folk song, sometimes called Rising Sun Blues, and the authorship of that folk song is uncertain, so we don't actually know who originally wrote it. And it's been covered by multiple artists, including Bob Dylan, and his version came out in 1962. But he quit performing the song after hearing the Animals' version on his car radio. He said he liked it so much that he wanted them to perform it. And then that song that followed The House of the Rising Sun was A Well-Respected Man, and that was from The Kinks, and that came out on the Quiet Kinks EP in 1965. And it was originally released on that EP in the UK, and it was later released on the Kinks album Kinkdom in the same year in the US. And other fun facts about it, it was featured in the 2007 film Juno and 2010's Love and Other Drugs. So moving right along with this British invasion theme, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Carrie Anne from the Hollies, and that will be followed by With a Girl Like You from the Troggs. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
You're always something special to me. Quite in charm as you were aging, where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Anne,
nobody play. Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? How can anybody play?
People live and learn, but you're still learning. You use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1960s, which of course started with the Beatles and their single, I Want to Hold Your Hand. So the last two tunes that I played for you guys, the first one was Carrie Ann by the Hollies, and that came out as a single in 1967, and that was followed by With a Girl Like You from the Troggs, and that came out in 1966. So some fun facts about Carrie Ann. Actress Carrie Ann Moss was actually named after the song, and Carrie Ann reached number 9 on U.S. pop charts in 1967. And then some fun facts about With a Girl Like You. I first heard this song on the movie The Boat That Rocked, and it has also been featured in the movies Shine and The Good Night. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Don't Throw Your Love Away by The Searchers, and that will be followed by My Generation by The Who. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Don't throw your dreams away. No, 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 no. Keep them another day.
Welcome back, everybody, to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM. So those last two tunes I played for you guys, the first one was Don't Throw Your Love Away by The Searchers, and that came out as a single in 1964. And that was followed by My Generation from The Who, and that came out on the 1965 album My Generation. So some quick fun facts about those last two tunes that I played for you guys. Don't Throw Your Love Away was actually originally recorded by The Orlans in November of 1963, and was later recorded by The Searchers in 1964. And The Searchers' version actually went to number one on the UK singles chart in that same year. And then some fun facts about My Generation. On the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time, My Generation clocks in at number 11, and it has also been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for its historical and significant value. And the first time I actually heard this song was by Danny Tanner on Full House. There was an episode where he was playing with a band and he performed My Generation. So moving right along with the British Invasion theme, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is I'm a Man from the Yardbirds, and that will be followed by Doo Wah Diddy from Manfred Mann. So I hope you guys enjoy.
She was just walking down the street singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Look good,
she looked fine.
Look fine,
she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
Do what did it, did it, dum, did it, do.
We'll sing it.
Do what did it, did it, dum, did it, do.
And welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1960s. And so those last two tunes I played for you guys, the first one was I'm a Man from the Yardbirds, and that came out on the Five Live Yardbirds album from 1964, and that was followed by Doo Wah Diddy from Manfred Mann, and that came out as a single in 1964 as well. So some quick fun facts about the song I'm a Man. It was actually originally recorded by Bo Diddley in 1955, and the Yardbirds version reached number 17 on the US pop charts in 1965. So 10 years later, the Yardbirds took it almost to the number one position. And that song that followed was Doo Wah Diddy from Manfred Mann. It also was originally recorded by a different group. Funnily enough, it was recorded by an American vocal group, the Exciters, and it wasn't until it was recorded by the Manfred Mann band that it reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 in 1964. So a British band took it to number one. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is I Can't Get No Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones, and that will be followed by Colors from Donovan. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I tried. Yellow is the color of my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning, when we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn in the morning, when we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her, when I see her, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking, without thinking, of the time when I've been low.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1 FM, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So those last two tunes that I played, the first one was Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones, also known as I Can't Get No Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones, and it came out on the 1965 album Out of Our Heads, but it was first originally released as a single in the United States in 1965. And later included on the album. And on the Rolling Stones magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, it holds the number 2 spot. And a third fun fact, in the UK, it was actually originally played exclusively on pirate radio because the lyrics were considered too sexually suggestive. So fun fact. And then a final fun fact about Satisfaction. It was the Rolling Stones' first number one on the US top charts. And then Satisfaction was followed by Colors, and that was by Donovan. I know Colors is not one of his more popular tunes, but I really enjoy this song because it's more folky. You may know him from Sunshine Superman or Mellow Yellow. But Colors actually reached number 4 on the UK charts, and in the US it didn't have quite the same popularity, and it only reached number 61. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is A Summer Song from Chad and Jeremy, and that'll be followed by Blackberry Way from The Move. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Tree. Swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy, warmed up summer night, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know,
so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you, and dream of you.
Goodbye, Blackberry Way. I can't see you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1960s. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was a summer song from Chad and Jeremy from the 1964 album Yesterday's Gone. And some fun facts, there are actually two different versions of the single that was released. And the UK version opens with Chad and Jeremy trading off vocal parts, while the US version opens with unison singing throughout the entire piece. And that second tune you heard is Blackberry Way by The Move, and that came out in 1968 as a single. Now, I'm not sure if this charted very well in the US, but nevertheless, it was a really big hit in the UK, and I'm sure it made its way over to the US eventually. But it is cited as being inspired by the Beatles song Penny Lane. And another fun fact, Richard Tandy, who played harpsichord on the track, actually later went on to play keyboard for the band Electric Light Orchestra, or ELO. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have. The first one is Gimme Some Lovin' from the Spencer Davis Group, and that will be followed by A World Without Love from Peter and Gordon. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Say I won't stay. wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
And welcome back, everybody. This is KHGX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College, and you're listening to the Throwback Thursday show. I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and this week I decided to do the theme of the British invasion of the 1960s. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Gimme Some Lovin' from the Spencer Davis Group, and that came out as a single in 1966. And some fun facts. It has been covered by numerous bands, but one of the most popular covers is by the Blues Brothers, and that was featured in the 1980 film Blues Brothers. And Gimme Some Lovin' has also been featured in such films as The Age of Adeline, The Boat That Rocked, Wild Hogs, Notting Hill, Good Morning Vietnam, and most recently, the animated feature film Sing. And the song that followed that is A World Without Love from Peter and Gordon, and that came out on the album A World Without Love in 1964. And fun facts about it, the song was actually written by Paul McCartney and is attributed to the Lennon-McCartney label. And in the US, it topped both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Cashbox Top 100 as number one. So the last two tunes I have for you guys to wrap up this week's show, the first one is The Game of Love from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, and that will be followed by Time of the Season by the Zombies. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is the end of Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, and I've been your host, Hannah Blevins. So before I leave you, I want to give you a quick rundown on those last two tunes I played for this week's British Invasion theme. The first one was The Game of Love from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, and that came out on the Game of Love album from 1965, and it was released in the US without the part, so it was just The Game of Love, and it reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number two on the UK singles chart, so it actually became more popular in the US than it was in the UK. And that last tune you heard is The Time of the Season from The Zombies, and that comes from the 1968 album Odyssey and Oracle. It was actually recorded in 1967 at Abbey Road Studios, and it is often seen as a staple song to represent the late 1960s because of its kind of psychedelicness. And for you Friends fans out there, it was featured in the Friends episode, The One with the Flashback. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's Throwback Thursday. Next week's theme will be the British Invasion of the 1980s, so I hope you guys can tune in. And be sure to listen to some other great shows we have coming up on this Thursday, February 9th of 2017. Thanks for tuning in.